Welcome back to Disney Dependent. I'm Sarah Chilcott.
And I'm an actor that's always cast as a creep, but he's also really good and talented. Woo!
Ooh, that could be so many people.
Welcome back to the best podcast this side of the Mississippi.
Any side of the Mississippi.
Yeah. We're
right
definitely
in the depths of the Mississippi. We're the best podcast underwater in the Mississippi.
That's right. That's right. Do I all of a sudden feel nauseous? Yes.
Is it because I said the word nauseous?
pathetic. We're happy to be back. We hope everyone had a good week. We hope that you A, learned something. B, felt love and gave love. C, we hope you made a little bit of money. And D, we hope you got busy.
Ash just looked at me like, gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just gonna ignore it.
Well, how's everyone doing? Go around the horn, Ash. Go first.
I'm fine. I'm here.
You're
present.
Here.
I counted four.
That counts, man.
Yeah.
Sarah, how you doing?
I am present as well.
She is present.
I have cat hair up my nose. Because right before we started recording, I picked up Midge for the camera and just shoved my face in her floof.
Yeah.
And though she didn't resist, that you could see, all of her follicles were just shooting hair out of her body into my nose. And it's bad.
She's got that really like fine hair. That's like Doris.
She's floating got through the air all the time.
It's everywhere.
I need an air purifier, although I'm horrified to think of what it would look like after an hour.
Oh, dude, we used to have one because old Dexter had black lung, the black lung, miner's lungs. Yeah, we used to have one, and dude, it was nuts.
Yeah, I need to get one because
totally nuts.
I am kind of obsessive about sweeping, mopping, dusting, vacuuming, all just trying to tamp down the amount of cat hair that's floating through the building all the time. It doesn't seem to help much at all.
When you know me and lint rollers.
Oh, we have stock in lint rollers.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Every time we're at a store, Christ. Josh goes, we need more lint rollers. And I just look at him like, remember how many lint rollers we bought at IKEA?
Yeah.
I mean,
we're set.
That is the place to get them, by the way.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's like $3.99 or something for a pack of 12. I mean, it's,
hell yeah.
That's probably not accurate, but it's a lot.
It's something. We'll just go with that.
Yeah.
I am doing okay, other than the fact that I have a skin condition going on called angular colitis.
Huh?
Let me get close to you, sir. You see my lips?
Not really. Oh, a little bit. Yeah, red on the edges. Yeah.
It almost looks like I ate a popsicle or something.
Yeah. What the hell?
It's so weird. Apparently, it's a fungal infection. Ew.
It's something that babies get.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, from drooling, probably.
Right.
Are you drooling?
No.
I mean, Hayden used to have a rash on his neck folds because he drooled so much when he was a baby.
No, I don't know what
now.
It is. I've had so many weird skin things, especially on my face over my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot. So I don't know. I'm just prone to weird shit like this.
So did they give you like a cream, an ointment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave me an antifungal ointment and then a antifungal pill that I have to take every other day for 20 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. It sucks. No, I mean, it's bad. Like right now.
And it hurts, doesn't it?
It hurts so bad. I can barely open my mouth.
Yeah.
But it just starts
splitting. So you should be eating popsicles.
Yeah.
Just slip them in.
Dude, it's horrible. Imagine paper cuts on the corner of your mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
And then my lips are chapped, doesn't even cover it.
Yeah.
Like I am putting on aquifer like every 5 minutes. Just my lips are wet and shiny and gross. It's so awful.
I'm sorry. Oh. That really sucks. I'm laughing because I can't really see it that well, but I imagine in person it's worse.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be all right. You know, people are dying of bad things. I'm supposed to go to Coachella this weekend. I'm not supposed to. I am going to Coachella. I need to just say it because I've been dreading it for so long, but I'm going and it's going to be fun. And everyone's going to point and laugh at me because I look diseased.
You get some cover up.
We'll just get you a girly poncho and one of those giant hats that they wear.
You could wear a mask.
Oh, yeah. That would be so cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is Coachella. No, it's going to be great. We got artist passes for myself and my client, Ryan Lewis, who produced Doja Cat's, well, he's done 4 records with her, but he produced and mixed this new record and the whole deluxe edition, so the entire album cycle, which is very, very cool. And this is the first time that she's headlining Coachella.
Oh, she will be there. Cool.
Yeah, so that's exclusively the reason we're going, is to catch her and be a part of that moment. And yeah, it'll be really fun.
Sweet.
Hopefully we don't get stuck in traffic forever.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll be like 30 minutes away from La Quinta.
I know.
If that.
Yeah, less than that.
Yeah. Sarah and I used to live in the desert for a brief time as children.
I just recently did one of those Google Earth kind of like zoom over La Quinta to try and find our house. And I finally found it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's just in that like neighborhood that's just one big grid. And all the names are like in Spanish. So I could not remember. I could remember our street name, but I couldn't remember which cross street it was. So
Carranza?
I just got on the ground and went up the street looking back and forth like a crazy person.
That sounds like some shit I'd do.
I wish that in real life there was like a hologram of everyone that's doing that. Like just you could just see them in the middle of the road with like a little little guy just looking back and around.
Oh man. Well, yeah, that's it. I hear something off in the distance.
This just in, it is 61 and cloudy, not Disneyland.
It is time for the app to load.
I can tell you.
It's 62 and sunny.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's 79 and sunny at Disneyland proper.
Sorry, it's 60. They just updated. 64 and sunny.
Shoot.
Still.
It's a lot colder where you are.
It's because we had a thick blanket of fog all day.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it finally lifted. Finally lifted. But yeah, there was like really thick fog all day out here.
Yeah.
And since we're so close to the ocean, it tends to be a few degrees colder.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like in the summer, it's going to be really nice here.
Mm-hmm. This has been another episode of Fog Talk.
Fog Talk.
So we all joke that if you need a back adjustment, you can just take a ride on the Matterhorn bobsleds.
Yep.
Particularly the left track, from what I've heard, is good at dislodging the joints.
I got to jump in here. I disagree with that. Both sides are terrible. There is no one that's like, oh, it's slightly better. No, I've done them both. I've done them both a lot. They both suck. And the Matterhorn, you know, visually, it's got to be there. I'd be so sad. But come on. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I think that the likelihood of me trying one and then trying the other in the same day is low. So I'll never know.
Yeah.
Well, there is an attraction that actually can be used for medical intervention, and that attraction is the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
What? Goat time?
Goat time.
I got to teach someone the goat trick.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Remember Jen?
Yeah.
We went with our friend Jen a couple weeks back.
She didn't do it, I'll have you know.
She didn't. I know she didn't.
It's not worth it.
It sometimes
makes me very dizzy.
It just makes me, like I'm already prone to getting nauseous.
Oh, speaking of, Sarah, I never told you that Jen wanted to do the teacups with me. And she said she wanted to do the orange one because she said she was told that it spins the fastest. Yeah. So we did that and we spun it as fast as we possibly could. And that happened. And I thought I might die.
Yeah.
Really?
But I did it. Very dizzy after that.
Like we were spinning, weren't we?
Yeah.
It was pretty
Well,
nuts.
That's the difference.
Were you sick?
I wasn't sick after. It took me a minute. I was like Lucille Estero from from Arrested Development.
Vertigo.
My vertigo. I'm like, oh, no. It's that brownish area with points.
Yes. Well, I think that's the difference between you and I. You get off the ride. You're like, whoa, I'm dizzy. and then you recover.
Mm-hmm.
I just stay nauseous for the whole day.
Yeah, you go to the hospital.
Yeah, I just vomit everywhere. I'm like, fuck, I'm ruined.
I just wanted credit for that because I did do that.
Yeah, I filmed it. I was there.
Yeah. So there's an article I'm going to read from the CBS Baltimore station that says, doctor discovers a particular roller coaster helps people pass kidney stones. And Sarah is someone who has experienced kidney stones literally at Disneyland. So
yes.
This is very interesting. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Oh, and my I definitely wrote it during that time. I had a stent in.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. You were so sick then. I was so surprised that you came. You're like, fuck it. I'm not going to miss it.
I'm not going to miss the magic.
No, yeah. I was like, I'll just take drugs and feel fine. And I did. I felt fine. But I knew full well that I could be causing permanent damage, and I was fine with that. I accepted my fate.
Yeah. Well, I remember you having like little blood in your urine.
Was, yeah, for sure.
And you came out and you said that, and I was like, ugh, what, so something went wrong? And you're like, no, it's supposed to happen. I have a stent. Like, that's normal.
Yeah.
I remember being really worried.
I had a tube inside me.
Jesus.
On that note, thus readeth the article. A Michigan State University professor emeritus discovered recently that riding a roller coaster helps patients pass kidney stones with a nearly 70% success rate.
Wow.
That coaster is Walt Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain. I'd be curious to see if it actually is the same.
Any different.
Yeah, Disneyland.
Right. Compared to
Orlando.
Oh, it does say Walt Disney World's Big Thunder Mountain. Oh, that's interesting.
He says, quote, basically, I had patients telling me that after riding a particular roller coaster at Walt Disney World, they were able to pass their kidney stone, Michigan State University Professor Emeritus David Wartinger says.
Can I interrupt? What is the emeritus thing? What is that?
Some kind of honorific. He's pretty high in the academia game.
All right.
Guy, I can't help you out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't go to college.
I ain't learned.
He says, quote, I even had one patient say he passed three different stones after riding multiple times.
Wow.
That's a lot of stones.
Yeah. And if something like that happens, you're just going to keep doing it. And you're like, well, that really helped. I'm just going to keep riding this thing.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Wartinger is in MSU's Department of Osteopathic Surgical Specialties. He led both a pilot study and an expanded study to assess whether the stories he was hearing from patients were true. For the pilot study, he took a 3D model of a hollow kidney containing three kidney stones no larger than 4 millimeters on the ride in a backpack 20 times. God, I want to volunteer to do that.
No kidding.
He found that sitting in the last car of the roller coaster showed a 64% passage rate, while sitting in the first few cars had a 16% success
that
rate.
That makes sense.
You got to get that whip.
We all knew. Yeah, we all know that. The back is the best.
The expanded study, conducted with MSU resident Mark Mitchell, included riding the same roller coaster with multiple kidney models attached to the researchers. They discovered even better results while sitting in the back of the coaster with a passage rate of nearly 70%. He says, quote, in all, we used 174 kidney stones of varying shapes, sizes, and weights to see if each model worked on the same ride and on two other roller coasters. Big Thunder Mountain was the only one that worked.
Wow.
We tried Space Mountain and Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster and both failed.
Wow. That is really fascinating, because you'd think it was just, why specifically?
Yeah, I was going to say, they get into that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, right. He has a little theory. Okay. So Wartinger says that the other rides were too fast and too violent, with a G-force that pins the stone into the kidney and doesn't allow it to pass.
Right.
Okay.
He says, the ideal coaster is rough and quick with some twists and turns, but no upside down or inverted movements.
Right, so just enough G-force to shake it out, but not enough to pin it back.
Keep it pinned back, yeah.
Huh.
It's estimated that around 300,000 people per year go to an emergency room suffering from kidney stones, and the cost for treatment could range anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000.
Sarah, did you go to the hospital for it?
Oh, yeah. I went to the emergency room.
You did?
I've been to the emergency room 3 times for a kidney stone.
Oh my God.
The first one, I had no idea what it was. I thought I was having a miscarriage. I didn't think I was pregnant, but I was like, this feels like labor. And then the second time I went in knowing that it was probably a kidney stone and wanted to, I basically just went in and told them, I think I'm having another kidney stone. They gave me drugs and a thing to pass it. And I did. Mm-hmm. This last time though, I was so sick. I had a fever and I went in and I had a full on kidney infection. And I hadn't even felt the kidney stone yet. So it was bad. So yes, emergency room with several days in the hospital.
God.
I'm terrified of it. And I mean, it's inevitable. Almost everyone gets it at some point. Isn't that true?
You're more prone to it if you have it. Like if you are prone to it, you're going to continue to get them. When the first time I had one, they did an ultrasound and said that I had a bunch of them just hanging out in my kidneys. That I may or may not ever pass.
Wow. Oh, God.
And they were like, we can break it down with lasers or you can just let it chill. And I was like, God. I guess I'll just let it chill out because I don't need them to go anywhere. I mean, if they're okay where they are. And they did some tests on it and said that it's basically just something that I'm prone to. It had nothing to do with me being dehydrated or anything I was eating or not eating.
Right. So if they broke it down with lasers, does that mean... Now, I would assume you're expected to start passing them, right?
Yeah.
Right, but I didn't have it done.
Right, yeah. But that's why I wouldn't want it done either.
Right, it's like, well,
then I have to pass all those fuckers.
I could take the chance and know that it could happen sometime, or I could just ignore them, like I do most health-related things.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. That's what
if you don't address it, then it's not a problem.
Right.
It's like me and my teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
I have... My everything's teeth are fine. About to everything's fall out fine. Of my head. Yeah. Constantly.
Ignore it until it's an emergency.
Yep. Yes.
It's the Macmillan way.
Yes.
Bingo.
So in light that it could cost anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to treat a kidney stone, Wardinger advised, if you have a kidney stone but are otherwise healthy and meet the requirements of the ride, patients should try it. It's definitely a lower cost alternative to healthcare. America.
Amazing.
Amazing. So great.
God. What is with our stupid medical system here, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. When you're being told by professionals to ride a roller coaster instead of going to the doctor because it's too expensive.
It's such a mess. I don't even want to get into that.
The study was called Validation of a Functional Pilocolithial Renal Model for the Evaluation of Renal Calculi Passage While Riding a Roller Coaster.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, totally.
As published in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association.
Sure.
And after it was published, it went a bit viral, and not just in the mainstream and social medias. The scientific world really gravitated toward this study for a minute. One response to the scientific journal pointed out that the methodology has its roots in Ayurvedic medicine, wherein certain medicinal plants, known for their ability to break down kidney stones, are ingested prior to riding on a horse in order to dislodge the stones.
Whoa.
What?
So it's not necessarily new knowledge for the world, just for us.
What do you mean?
Oh, people have been doing this forever.
I see.
And to that end, people started hearing about it. There is another article I found from someone who actually experienced and tested it for themselves. It's from the New York Post from last year, and it's titled, I Passed a Kidney Stone on a Disney World Ride, and I'm Not the First.
Now, hold on. From what I understand, passing a kidney stone is very painful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean... It's awful.
It's awful. But it's also awful to just have it hanging out. You want it gone.
Well, it's funny because I don't ever want to pass a kidney stone. I'd rather they just take up residence in my kidneys forever.
Sure.
So like, it has to be something that's like already started.
Gotcha.
Because sometimes it can take, you know, a day or two for it to pass where you're in excruciating pain.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Didn't Dad have one? A really bad one?
I don't remember. Probably.
Oh, God. I hope he didn't, because that means I'm probably going to.
So the article reads, as if passing a kidney stone wasn't intense enough on its own, a New Jersey woman made viewers wince after expelling one of the calcified pellets by riding a roller coaster at Disney World. And she's apparently not the only one. Come with me to pass a kidney stone at Disney, invited Steph Fallon in a TikTok video, which boasted over 1 million views.
Lord.
The Disney fan had reportedly been suffering from kidney stones, hard deposits made of minerals and salts that form inside one's renal glands due to diet, weight, and other factors. After researching cures online, the Jersey Girl found that many articles mentioned an unusual remedy: riding the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. So she booked a day trip to the House of Mouse to put this unorthodox relief method to the test.
So I'm confused because I've never heard it being specifically to Walt Disney World. Do they cover that? Mm-mm. We should look into that because I've heard, the more I think about it, I've only just heard generally that attraction, but I don't know if I've ever heard specific to a park or not.
I mean, I'm trying to think if it's all that different. Like, the design of it is different. Like, the
a little bit,
ours
yeah.
is better.
Ours is definitely clearly. Better, yeah. We have more caves.
Yeah. But I think that the ride itself is, like, the same.
Yeah, it's
more
about
caves.
Yeah. And but I meant that, what I just said, too. I meant that. I meant that with every fiber of my being. We have more caves, which is cooler. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
I meant that with every stone in my kidneys.
Yes. But yeah, I think, I mean, operationally, it's pretty similar.
Yeah. If anyone out there knows, tell us. Quote, we rode in the very back row, like all of the articles said you had to do to pass a kidney stone. She reportedly rode the railroad twice, a veritable double dose, presumably to increase the chances of jettisoning her painful passenger. Fallon then said she stopped to get a souvenir and headed back to the airport, by which point she was in so much pain.
Oosh.
The New Jerseyan returned home at midnight, whereupon she woke up the next morning to find that her Disney World diuretic did the trick. I was literally shocked. I had passed the kidney stone, she said.
In her sleep?
I think in the morning, probably.
Okay.
The painful part is getting through your kidneys. Once it's out of your kidney and then it's like going through your urinary tract, that doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So she probably passed it.
Oh, I've always heard that that's like crazy painful.
The peeing it part?
The peeing it part is nothing because they're really small.
Oh, okay.
It really doesn't hurt coming out. It's getting through to your actual urinary tract.
Oh, my
God. Once it's there, you're good to go.
Is it a constant pain?
It's a... like surges of pain,
yeah.
But it doesn't really fully let up.
Fuck.
There's no sleeping or relaxing concentrating on anything but pain unless you have pain meds. I don't know.
The first time
I had one and I didn't really know what it was, I was throwing up from pain. Right. I've had 3 natural childbirths and never thrown up from pain.
Right. So that gives you an idea.
It's no joke.
Yeah, it's no joke.
It sounds like when she was her way back at the airport, that's when it was in her ureters going into her bladder.
Uh-huh.
And then, once she got to that point, she could just pee it out. The urethra is surprisingly elastic. I do know this for a fact.
I mean, you can have a catheter in there that's far larger than a kidney stone. And that doesn't hurt.
If you're a dude to ever get tested for an STD, at least back in the day, they'd swab your penis hole.
Yeah.
With a fucking Q-tip thing. Do you guys have any idea how horrendous that is?
Oh, I don't want to hear it from you.
I know, because you're a woman and everything's more painful as a woman. I get it. Let me just have this one. It's horrendous.
You can have it. You got it.
And it's always some middle-aged doctor guy, and it's cold, and you're very vulnerable. And then you get out.
They don't really give you a lot of warning.
Flaccid, small, scared penis.
Scared penis.
And then they put that thing in it. It is horrendously painful. Can you imagine getting off to that?
Okay. Well, that's called sounding.
Oh, it's called docking, too.
Docking's different.
That is different.
So viewers were shocked as well over her veritable mountain pass. Get it, guys?
I get it.
That's good.
Quote, honestly, this is such a power move. Flying to Disney to pass a kidney stone, exclaimed one impressed fan. While another wrote, quote, cheaper than going to the hospital and way more fun.
Yeah.
A third said, I work at a urologist office. I'm going to start telling patients this.
Is it actually cheaper than going to the doctor?
That's the thing.
I mean, it just
getting yourself
on your
to a Disney park.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's $5,000 to $10,000,
yeah.
Yes.
That's true. That's true.
But if you have really good insurance and you just have like $1,000 or $100 copay, maybe not.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. What if you lived in Zimbabwe? That's going to be tough for you to get to Walt Disney World.
It's going to cost a bit.
The article continues, "This was not some freak occurrence. The Big Thunder Mountain ride is apparently the de facto antidote when it comes to getting one's rocks off, so to speak."
Oh, I get it.
So yikes. Saucy.
Getting the rocks off your bladder.
The MSU study tried the same experiment on Space Mountain and other high-velocity roller coasters, but it said the Big Thunder Mountain was the only one that worked. He suspected this was because the extreme G-force pins the stone in the kidney, much like a roller coaster passenger trapped against their seat, and therefore prevents it from passing.
Right. Which is a very cute thought. I like to think of the little stone as like a little guy.
I don't like to think of it, though, as being trapped against my seat. That's, yeah, that's true. But it sounds involuntary, and I'm here for it.
I mean, it is true. You are stuck. You're not going nowhere.
No. Yeah. If everything works right.
Yes.
Well, we're all doctors here at Disney Independent, and we know just exactly how to treat each of your ailments at the parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have some recommendations. Maybe my cohort might also have some other medical advice to provide you.
I have a medical advice.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah, because mine's dumb. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha.
Because I didn't put time and thought into it like you do. So I'm a nausea boy. We all know this.
Yeah.
I'm a dizzy nausea boy. Okay? I'm very susceptible to motion sickness, nausea, and my tummy just getting a little out of sorts. Now, while I recommend... is A, take a break. Maybe a little different than you thought. Right? Go get something that is going to absorb the toxicity of the city. Yes. Get a Mickey pretzel.
Or you can go to the bread factory.
Or even better. Even better. Get yourself a loaf. Get a loaf. And then get the miracle drink of all drinks for nausea, get a Sprite.
Mm.
Something about a Sprite, not a soda water. I don't know why. A soda water is probably better for you. I will argue that. But a Sprite, something is in the Sprite juice that does help with nausea. And it's not just the bubbly. It's the sugar and the bubbles and the whole thing. It's got to be. But it is markedly better.
Specifically Sprite, not Coke.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I'm not saying go get a soda. I'm saying get Sprite.
Yeah, I would agree.
There you go.
So, James's suggestion is to avoid feeling nauseous. Mine is to get the nausea out.
Yeah, mine isn't saying to avoid. I'm saying if you are. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
No, you're trying to fix the feeling of nausea. And I am too with my suggestion. But it's not the same way. You're suggesting to put things in your body. I'm suggesting to get everything out. Okay. So if you're feeling like I'm going to throw up, I'm so nauseous. By the way, just talking about this is making me feel so nauseous. Like you said earlier, I'm like suddenly not feeling good at all.
No,
and all I've had is water.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you feel like you need to barf and it's just not happening, just take a little ride on the Pixar Pal Around.
And make yourself
on the swinging gondola. They have barf bags up there.
Yep.
You've got a little privacy.
It's,
15 minutes of your life you'll never get back, but you'll also expel the demons.
Ugh. See, I would love that if that worked for me.
Oh, it would make you barf so fast, James?
No. I'm not saying that.
He has like a period after he barfs.
Yeah.
Whereas if I get it out, I'm good to go.
Right. That's not my thing, unfortunately.
It kind of wrecks me too.
It just wrecks me. I'm just done. Like, I am just done. So, take each day on.
I have two very similar recommendations. First one is, if you've ingested poison and you need to help induce vomiting.
Yeah.
Star Tours.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it. Hey, can we get off all the nausea talk? What do you think?
One more. Okay. One more.
I'm gonna make myself burp.
If you are Lucille Estero and you have unbearable vertigo.
Yeah.
Spin as fast as you can on a teacup at the mad tea party with your loved ones. Either that spinning will fix it somehow, or you'll get a lot more sympathy from your loved ones about what you're going through. Win-win.
Right. You know what's funny? Actually, vertigo is very strange. It's very awful. I've had it technically a few times, but really one time that was like, mm-hmm. I went to the doctor for diagnosed vertigo. It's horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not like nausea, I'm a little dizzy. Literally, the world starts spinning around you and you have to sit down.
It's awful.
Fucking awful and like scary. Mm-hmm. Some of the treatment they do is similar to what you're saying. They intentionally disrupt your ear canal because that's what it is. It's like these little, it's almost like a kidney stone. There's these little stones swimming around in the ear juice.
In the ear juice. Well, yeah. Speaking of the ear,
and they try to, ear it's juice. Weird. And they try to like break it up.
Yeah.
When I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor once for this. He sat me on a chair, and I want you to picture, it was like almost like a barbershop chair.
Yeah, like a dentist uh-huh. chair.
Yeah, but it's a medical office, and so they have that like fast release where the chair goes back yes. really fast. He goes, okay, and he knew me for a while from like sinus bullshit. He goes, all right, James, this is going to suck. This is going to suck a lot. And I'm like, okay, I'm just, all right, whatever. It's like, no, I mean, like, you're going to, like, hold my hand. And I remember thinking, like, oh, all right. And then he just hit that lever and it flew me back. Oh, my God. It was insane. Like, I was injected with a drug. They just went back and I just was spinning. I just grabbed them, like, whoa. And he's like, just, it'll subside. Just chill. And it finally just went down. Like, oh my God, that was 10 times worse than I thought it would be. Oh my God.
Okay, so if you're suffering from vertigo, what is a good, like, what is a specific ride that would do that for you?
Guardians of the Galaxy Mission there you Breakout.
Go. Yeah, maybe Guardians.
Up, down.
Up, down. Yeah, I do wonder. It certainly isn't not gonna make it worse or... Yeah, I don't know.
Here's one. If you're suffering from heat stroke, as you tend to do in at the summer. Parks in the yeah. summer, do what I and Sarah have done. You go and you get yourself a frozen margarita from Rita's Turbine Blenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you pound it
yeah.
as fast as you can without getting a brain freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring it onto the Little Mermaid Ariel's Undersea Adventure inside of your stomach. You will be frozen by the time you get out of there.
And happy.
You got to get it and then start drinking it as you walk to Little Mermaid. So you only have those, two minutes to walk from Rita's Blenders to the Little Mermaid. And
5 minutes of line, probably.
Yeah, right.
It's not Rita's Blenders anymore, though, is it?
It went from Rita's Baja Blenders to Rita's Turbine Blenders.
Ah, sure. Okay, good. Okay. Then I said the right thing unintentionally.
Yep. I like this one. Do you mind if I read one of yours? Mm-hmm. If you want to build up your immune system by exposing it to every bug and virus currently out there, go visit Toontown.
Yeah.
Just walk along with your hands, just grazing every surface.
Go to the lower rails of everything, too.
Yeah, the lower rails are the best ones. And just stick your fingers in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's like back in the day when, before they had vaccines, they would just take plague pus.
Yeah.
And they would scrape it, and then they would give it to you to kind of inoculate your body. It's the same thing. You're just getting a little dose of that nasty.
Just a little dose. Yeah.
I think that's why I rarely get sick anymore. I worked in a school for so long, and now I work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in it.
I knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick in a while too. And I think it's because I've been going to all these goddamn shows.
Probably. Yeah.
Shows in Disneyland. I'm constantly around big crowds.
What I'm hearing is going out and being with other people might actually be good for us.
Hey, what do you know?
I mean, some people can because they are agoraphobic.
Well, of course.
And if they are agoraphobic, I would recommend taking a ride on Finding Nemo's Submarine Voyage.
That'll do it.
Or let us know and we'll bring you some bottled Disney germs.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to go in your stead, collect the germs in a little vial, and bring them to you personally, or at least ship them to your house.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is a good plan.
Yeah, I like this. I like this a lot.
One last recommendation I have is that if you want to test whether or not you are photosensitive epileptic, go ahead and sit front row at the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Yeah, Dad'll test it.
Can you imagine finding out in that moment?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Well, now that we've given you advice, I think everyone should just pay us for that, because that was a lot of doctorly advice.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
This professional advice brought to you for free today.
For free. Totally free. Shall we move on to some recommended picks and the whatnots?
We shall. Let me just say that my sources were CBS News, New York Post, the National Library of Medicine, and De Gruyter Academic Publishing.
De Gruyter. Okay.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
No. Recommend.
I have a stupid recommendation for something that you could just have on and not really pay close attention to. I feel like a lot of my recommendations are that, because I'm so ADHD that I can't sit and watch something without doing something else. So having this particular program on, I can do dishes. I can do laundry. I can cook. I can clean. I can screw around on my phone. I can do crafty things, whatever.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I know it's been on or out for years. I don't care. I started it on a whim, and I just have had it running in the background while I've had my days off this week. And it's freaking hilarious. It's just
all these
little one-liners, and yeah, I love it. It's great.
It is really good. I will concur, Sarah. It is one of the best feel-good, like you said, you don't have to pay super close attention to it.
Easy
it's great.
Viewing.
It's very funny. It's lovely. It's everything you need.
It's in the vein of like The Office or Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's that same kind of humor, but different people. And sometimes the same people. There's so many comics that show up in this show just for one episode, for like a 5-second thing. You're like, oh my God, it's that person. And you never see them again.
It's good. It's funny. Netflix only has the 4 seasons on it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What's up? I don't know how many seasons there are. I'm in the middle of the second season.
There are eight. I think there's eight. That's what I checked.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why they only have half of them. But, you know, that's for you to figure out. But go watch you some Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You like that?
So dismissive. Just he says this after having watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine last night as well. So.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, literally last night.
Is that because I said I've been binge watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
It definitely piqued the mind.
We've been playing.
We've been wanting to for a while.
And we're out of RuPaul Drag Race. So we watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine instead.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll go next. Ah! Good pick, Sarah. That's a lovely show. Love it. I'm going to pick arguably one of the cooler movies we've seen in a long time.
So good.
Ashley and I finally got our acts together and watched Saltburn.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You saw it?
What a movie.
What a movie. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It was
good.
Really good.
Oh my God. It's fucked up, but really good. Here's the other thing. Everyone around me made it sound like one of the most fucked up movies ever made.
Like really upsetting or something.
Upsetting. And I just didn't think that at all. I mean, it was definitely messed up, and like the main characters,
they're all
and crazy
people,
right?
But it was a romp,
but at times it was like almost a feel-good movie.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah, I mean, God, we have seen way more like psychologically fucked up movies than that.
Yes.
But that's all to say that it's very watchable, and don't feel like if you're someone that can't stomach, you know, kind of crazy, you know, psychological thriller movies. This is definitely digestible, I would say.
Unless
there's definitely some like overtly creepy sexual stuff that happens in it.
Yeah.
That, yes.
You know, that could be a problem for some people, but if you don't care about that, as I don't.
No, and it's not like, I mean, yeah, there's nothing.
There's nothing graphic. It's
just not really.
Deviant, I would say.
It's just deviant and like, clearly this person needs help.
I have to say the naked therapy. Dance scene was one of the best scenes I've ever seen.
It's so, it was good. So good. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, like Oscar winning good. I'm not sure if this was nominated or not, but it really should have been.
It's funny because before you mentioned Saltburn, I had that song in my head because Josh was whistling it before he left for work.
Oh, really?
That's I was going to say, this isn't even the most upsetting thing that Barry Keoghan's in.
Yeah, that Irish actor.
He's kind of typecast for that.
He's kind of always that guy.
Yeah.
Right.
He looks like a young boy and also an old man at the same time. I couldn't even try to guess his age. I'm guessing he's about 30.
Let's see.
He could be 22. He could be 48.
He was born in 1992.
Okay.
So.
He's about 30.
About 30. Yeah, he's to Sarah's point, he looks young and old at the same time. He also is ugly and cute at the same time.
Yeah, he's ugly hot.
He's like ugly David hot. Bowie. Yeah, and he's such a great actor. He's in a few pretty intense movies. The Killing of a Sacred Deer. I would argue that's even more intense.
That's what I was going to say.
I haven't seen that one.
The Green Knight. Really great, great, great movie. I have a small connection to that movie in that someone I used to manage mixed the score to that film.
There. Oh, cool.
There you go. And then he's in The Banshees of Inisherin. Am I saying that right?
Inisherin.
Oh, yeah. I loved that movie.
That was a great movie. Yeah, not fucked up at all. Just
no.
Like sweet and Irish. There you go. That's a good one to check out. Love it. I think it's free on Prime too, isn't it?
Yep.
There you go. Free.
Yeah, we had been kind of putting it off because of how many people were like, oh, it's just really upsetting.
Right.
And then we're like, are we just that fucked up? Or is it
like,
is it just not that upsetting?
No, Ash, I think we are that fucked up. I honestly do. Yeah. I think most people watching this are horrified because they're used to watching things that are just really predictable and, you know, real, like your life real. And this is a glimpse into a world that may or may not even exist, but is like real enough that you buy it.
Oh, I think it exists on some level. I think it more exists than it doesn't.
I think that that level of wealth and kind of, just really being unaware of how
the
real world works.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
it's
I think
crazy.
It is an actually pretty fucked up movie, but I liked it.
I also think it helps if you view it from the lens of it's a comedy. It is a funny movie.
It is very
absolutely.
Funny.
It's like, it's a comedy in the same way that American Psycho is a comedy.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's a good way to say it.
Fargo is a comedy.
Oh, it's one of the funniest movies ever, but it's
guy goes into a wood chipper comedy.
God, hilarious.
Speaking of hilarious comedies, we also recently watched Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, we did.
So did we.
Did you really? Yeah. Astoria, Oregon, baby.
I came home from work and Josh was watching it alone. And I was like, what's happening? And he's
what?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. It just sort of happened.
Well, there is an animal hero in that movie.
Hell yeah.
And it is the ferret that is Arnold Schwarzenegger's pet.
Hell yeah.
And in real life, the ferret was played by several ferrets, namely Matt, Slick, and Snoopy.
Aww.
They came from the Ferret Factory in Oklahoma.
The Ferret Factory?
Yep.
Ooh.
I don't like that.
No.
Snoopy was used in the first opening scenes with the children in the classroom. Matt and Slick were trained to run up the chest for that neck attack scene.
Yeah.
The hero scene.
The hero scene.
And the owner said, quote, in that attack scene, they used a puppet. So when Matt ran up the chest,
He
just stopped at the shoulder and he was supposed to do. And then they cut the scene and they used a puppet ferret.
To grab at the chest or the neck.
To bite at him.
Yeah, the bite.
I want a puppet ferret.
It is the hero scene.
Yeah.
If it weren't for him, they all would have died.
The whole thing would have fallen apart.
Yeah. And then he forgot the kid had the ferret in his little jacket.
I know. The whole time he's like running around with the ferret in his jacket. And I'm like, he's going to crush him. Careful with your jacket.
Yeah.
That little boy is so cute.
Very
cute. But boy, is he not an actor yet in that. I don't know if he's done anything since, but it's so cute because he's so obviously just a little kid.
Yeah.
Every scene you can see him looking away, like he's checking. Maybe he's looking at his mom. Maybe he's looking like, am I doing it right? He's doing it constantly is all I could pay attention to during the entire movie.
That's so funny.
But he is very cute.
The name ferret is derived from the Latin word ferretus, meaning little thief. This name likely refers to the common ferret habit of secreting away small items, like Kate.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
That would make sense.
Kate Ferret Chilcott.
And then my favorite thing that the owner of those ferrets said was, quote, when you give it a bath and turn it loose, it just goes crazy. We call it the weasel war dance. It runs backwards with its mouth open in a mock attack, and its antics are comical. So the weasel war dance is going to be what I call it when I just go bonkers.
That's awesome.
Ferrets are so damn cute, but apparently they stink. I've never spent any time with a ferret.
Yeah, I think they do stink, but they are very, very cute.
Hey, don't we all? We are cute and we stink.
Yeah.
I want an otter. I want one that lives in my house. I don't care if it stinks. I don't care if it shits everywhere. I want an otter, and I want it now.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, to piggyback on what you said about the cute kid who plays Dominic in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find the kid's name. The kid that says... Boys have penises and girls have vaginas. That little dumpling of a kid is so cute.
He's like a little mushroom man.
He's a little mushroom fucking Danny DeVito looking kid.
I looked him up.
He's so cute.
He grew up to be a handsome dude.
Really?
But he's about 5 feet tall.
Dang.
He never got tall. So he was actually older than the rest of the kids in that class.
How did you find him? How do I find this?
I don't know. I went to IMDb and just clicked on things. Sort of like how I found our house in La Quinta. I just kept walking around and looking back and forth.
Just looking for a little boy that I thought was cute.
What was his name?
Show me the boy.
Is it Dan? No.
No, I'm looking.
Okay. I got to know now.
I think I ended up actually just doing a search. Who's the tiny kid in Kindergarten Cop? And then it popped him up like immediately.
Who's the mushroom haircutted kid?
And his little like overalls or whatever he's wearing.
He's so funny. The whole movie, he's just making the funniest little comments and expressions. Also, the little girl.
Yeah.
Yes, the one that does the pee-pee dance.
Yeah, the pee-pee dance girl who's like, but I'm not a cop, I'm a princess.
I'm a princess.
She just fades off.
Also, it holds up.
Yeah, it holds up. It's a great movie.
Yep.
Filmed in Astoria, Oregon. Two of the most iconic movies that we grew up with were filmed in Astoria, Oregon. How about that?
Right.
The Goonies, Kindergarten Cop. Boom.
I found him. Miko Hughes.
Let me see. Oh, that is him. Wow, he is a cutie patootie. What did he go on to do? What's up with that?
I don't know that he went on to do much of anything.
No, it
he's
doesn't.
He's in Apollo
like
13.
It. Oh, he's
but
the
probably
kid.
As a little kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, is Jim? Tom Hanks plays Jim Lovell, right?
Yeah, he plays
he's
the youngest
the kid.
Son.
No way! Oh, the youngest son.
Yeah, not the one that's in military school or whatever that
was. Yeah. Okay. Right. the young one that was worried he was going to get burned up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Okay. It's all making sense now. Well, if you're listening...
Miko Hughes.
If you're listening, Miko Hughes, also never met anyone named Miko. That's a crazy name. Are you
it's
a Greek
the name
island?
Of the, like raccoon in Pocahontas?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's also a Greek island.
That's Mykonos.
Shimbler.
Shimbler.
Well, this is a good time to end this podcast as we're falling apart here.
I think that's true.
Take us
Thanks
away,
for
Sarah.
Listening. Oh shit, he interrupted me. Thanks for listening to another episode of Disney Dependent. See you real soon.
Woo!
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Disney Dependent.
And you can send us an email at disneydependent@gmail.com.
This podcast is produced by Producer Ash.
The logo is by Ryan Hatch, and you can find him at WR Hatch on Instagram. The music is by Ryan Knowles, and you can find him at Ryan Allen Knowles on Instagram.
This show is mixed and edited by Deanna Chapman. You can find Deanna at Deanna_Chapman. And this has been a Team Dynamite Goat production. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll be back here next week.